The Chinese artist Ai Weiwei is one of the most prominent people imprisoned in China right now. He was detained 1 month ago. So far, no charges have been announced. Chinese reports hint that he's being investigated for tax evasion, among other things. In Hong Kong, images of Ai Weiwei's bearded face have become a political statement, a statement that could lead to a jail term for one young supporter. She's a graffiti artist, and on a recent trip to Hong Kong, NPR's Louisa Lim met her.
I'm in Lan Kwai Fong, the nightlife capital of Hong Kong, and I'm standing beside a nondescript grey wall. On it is spray-painted a picture of the detained Chinese artist Ai Weiwei over the words, "Who's afraid of Ai Weiwei?" This graffiti has been popping up all over Hong Kong, to the consternation of the authorities and the delight of many Hong Kongers.
It's cool. The graphic is cool and the presentation of protests against China is cool.
It's all over the place. I mean, before there was a graffiti here, there's a graffiti there. It's kind of good though.
First Peter Chan, then Leonard Goodman. The immediate official reaction was literally a whitewash. Crack teams of street cleaners took just 3 hours to wash off or cover up most of the Ai Weiwei stencils. These were the work of 22-year-old graffiti artist Tang Qin, also known as Tangerine. She wanted to warn Hong Kong people Ai Weiwei's detention does affect them.
He's, you know, one of the most prominent contemporary artists in the world right now. If he can be arrested, then there's no identity that I can hide behind. Like, being a Hong Kong citizen doesn't really help anymore, you know. Being rich or, you know, all kind of social status doesn't help. There's no shield anymore against this very naked power that is trying to engulf us.
But she's become an inadvertent counterculture icon. Few people know what she looks like, and I've been asked not to disclose where we met. She's not exactly on the run, but a police unit is investigating criminal damage charges against her, which carry a maximum sentence of 10 years in jail. 10 years for graffiti. Stranger still, the investigating unit is a serious crime squad, which usually deals with murder and rape, not vandalism. Tangerine is not fazed.
I have to thank them, like the police, for, you know, drawing so much attention to this issue. Even if I have to go into jail, I think that would be a very, very worthy price to pay.
About 2 weeks ago, as many as 2,000 people marched in Hong Kong for Ai Weiwei. For many local artists, it was a political awakening of sorts, as they doused themselves in paint, drummed and sang. Many were disturbed by the official reaction to the graffiti.
For us, I think this is a big, big alarm.
March organizer Casey Wong fears it's an act of political censorship, and Hong Kong risks losing its special freedoms if people don't defend them.
It's about an issue of morality rather than politics or not. I think when you have a chance to voice out, you must voice out before it's too late.
So now teams of people are downloading Tangerine's stencil of the detained artist from the internet to do their own graffiti. One activist has pioneered flash graffiti, flashing projections of a supersized Ai Weiwei onto famous Hong Kong buildings for a split second. His targets included a PLA army barracks. The PLA says this is a breach of law and it reserves the right to act. Such reactions offer one answer to the simple question, who's afraid of Ai Weiwei? Indeed, it seems many in Hong Kong's corridors of power fear the potency of his image. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.